Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. We got some important things to talk about, folks. As you remember, earlier in the week I was talking about what I call the SBA's business obituaries. And this is associated with a research that they did recently in the last year or so. Chad Moutray over at the Office of Advocacy at the SBA, outstanding researcher Chad is, and he found that whereas years ago, 5, 8, 10 years ago, 50% of businesses were failing in 5 years, the most recent indication is that 50% of businesses are failing in 4 years. That's a 20% acceleration of the failure rate. And as I said then, if car wrecks were increasing at that rate, if cancer was increasing at that rate, if anything else was increasing at that rate, Congress would be working overtime. They'd be creating all kinds of laws. Heads would be rolling wherever they needed to roll, and it would be all over the front page news. But you know what? Because it's you and me, small business owners, you know, I hate to say this, but most other people don't care, it seems to me. But I care. I care about you. I don't want you to be part of the business obituaries. And so that's the reason why I do what I do, and it's the reason why I'm talking to you about the financial fundamentals this week, and which gets me to this one very important one, and I'm going to spend a little time on it because it's very important, ladies and gentlemen. This may be the most important thing you ever hear me say. Now, I want you to think about this. Have you ever seen anyone that just lost their business and they had this deer in the headlights look, or they looked like they'd just been run over by a freight train, and they didn't, and they said, you know, did you get the license plate? What happened? I don't know what happened. And you say, what do you mean? They say, well, I had a business and it was doing great. We were growing like crazy. And in fact, I had more business than I could do. Customers wouldn't stop coming in. We just kept growing and growing. It was wonderful. And all of a sudden, I'm out of business. I don't have a business. What happened? Well, let me tell you what happened, folks. That business literally succeeded themselves right out of business. They literally grew themselves out of business. Now, I know you're scratching your head and you're saying, what are you talking about, Blasingame? How could that be? That's impossible to do that. How could you succeed yourself out of business? Well, here's how it works, folks. It's all about the relationship. It's all about understanding and knowing how to calculate your accounts receivable days and your accounts payable days, and understanding the relationship between those two figures and how that relationship impacts your ability to fund growth. That company that went out of business didn't go out of business because they weren't profitable. They didn't go out of business because they didn't have sales. They went out of business because they ran out of cash. Long, long, long before you fail because you're not profitable, you'll fail because you ran out of cash. See, that's the thing. The profitability may be the disease, but the symptom that will kill you, your business, is no cash. And that's the reason why you have to understand these two numbers, accounts receivable days and accounts payable days. And I'm explaining it to you. This is, and I'll do it quickly and as painlessly as possible. When you sell something and you sell it on an open account, meaning that they pay you in allegedly 30 days, and so you make something goes out your door, you make a sale, you're so proud, you book the sale, you actually can record the profit. You can do that, even though you don't have the money. You can look at that financial statement and be so proud of yourself. But if you haven't collected the money, then, you know, you haven't finished the deal. Now, the same things that you sold, you had to pay for. Payroll, expenses and the cost of goods sold. That product that went out the door, you had to pay for that. So let's say that your vendors require you to pay them in 30 days. And you have to pay them in 30 days. And that's what your average, that's what your days payable number is, 30 days. But your customers, you're not as tough on your customers as your vendors are on you. So you let them slide. And they don't pay you for 38 days, let's say. Your average collection date, your accounts receivable days, is 38 days. So if everything that you have to pay is 30 days, and everything that you collect is 38 days, well, folks, if now that you see what those two numbers are, now that you know how to come up with those numbers, you now see that you're out of cash for 8 days. Now, here's what happens when you grow. That number, let's say that number that you're out of cash is $5,000. Let's say, just pick that number, $5,000. You might say, well, that's not a lot of money. And it's not. To many companies, it's not. You can probably handle that. But what if you start growing and you never fix the relationship between accounts receivable days and accounts payable days? It's always 8 days. And you grow. And 5 years from now, that is not $5,000. It's now $50,000 because you've grown that much. And somebody says, how's business? And you say, oh, wow, I can't believe it. We're just doing great. My salespeople are selling. My customers are buying. We're profitable, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, you get a call from your banker, and your banker says, you know what? You're overdrawn here. And you say, what do you mean? He says, well, you know, you don't have enough money to cover the checks you got out. And it can creep up on you like that, folks, to where one day you realize that you have let your accounts receivable days and your accounts payable days get upside down. And not only are, and most businesses are like that, folks. Most businesses have their customers take longer to pay them than their vendors allow them to pay. That's classic. That part of it's classic. The problem is when you don't have a plan to reconcile those two, to fund that difference, and not to understand how growth impacts that and how dangerous that is. I want to talk just a little bit more about that when we come back after these messages and a couple of more financial fundamentals. Here's Joe Cocker to take us out. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Chicago for you. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I want you to hold on to that thought on the website for, because I'm going to tell you in a minute where to go and find how to calculate accounts receivable days and accounts payable days. That's what I'm talking about. This is the financial fundamental that I'm talking about today that I want you to make sure that you understand. Ladies and gentlemen, there's an article on my website that I've written called Five Financial Mysteries Revealed. Go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Go to the search engine. Click on the articles radio button and type in Five Financial Mysteries Revealed. If you put quotes around all that, it gets you a little quicker search. But type that in, and there are five great things there for you to know. But one of them is what I'm talking about right now, and it'll actually show you how to calculate accounts receivable days and accounts payable days. You must have profit and loss statements. You must have a balance sheet to be able to do this, because you got to know what your inventory is, what your sales is, what your payables are, all those things. You got to know what your accounts payable is, that number, also your accounts receivable number. You got to know all that stuff, and that's from your financial statements. So you got to have those. But if you do, you can calculate this, and you can find out how much outside you are with your accounts receivable from your accounts payable. If are you 3 days out, meaning are your customers taking you 3 days longer to pay you than you're taking to pay your vendors, your suppliers, your whoever you do business with? Or is it 1 day? Is it 3 days? Is it 8 days? Is it 30 days? And see, that's what happens. That's when you see these companies go out of business. Is not only are they growing, and is the number that they're out, so to speak, they're upside down between those two numbers. Not only is that a growing number because their sales are growing, but because they're so busy doing business, and some of their they're not paying attention to their aging payables. And customers are stretching it out, and they're letting things go, and they're not doing a good job of making sure their customers pay, and they're saying, oh, if I ask him for my money, he might stop doing business with me. Well, folks, let me tell you what, he's got your money. That customer's got your money, and if you don't collect it on time, then you're going to be in trouble. And so what happens, and this is what causes you to succeed yourself out of business, is you don't know the difference, the relationship between accounts payable days and accounts receivable days. You don't know how many days you're out. You don't know how much money you're out during those days. You grow sales, and that number gets bigger. You get lax on collecting your money, and so the days get longer. And before long, you're out of money, and you call your bank, and you say, hey, banker, I'm out of money. I need some money. And he's going to say, or she's going to say, you know, I'm sorry, you should have come to me earlier. And what they mean is this: you should have gone to your banker with these financial statements, with these calculations I'm talking about. You should go to your banker and you should say, hey, boss, or hey, banker, here's what I'm looking at for the next 3 months. We're growing so well, and here's how long it takes me to pay my vendors. Here's how long it takes my customers to pay me on average. And it means I'm out of cash for 8 days to the tune of $15,000. In order to grow and make these profits and take care of my customers, I need your help. I need you to loan me $15,000 for working capital over the next 90 days or so. And that's one of the ways that small businesses do business. And now you're out front of it. You're telling your banker about this challenge, this opportunity that you've got in advance. And they'll probably do business with you. But if you wait till... If you don't call them, but they call you, that's when you got trouble. Folks, it's all about who makes the phone call. If you call your banker and tell them you need help, you're going to be at a decided advantage over, and you'll have almost no chance if they call you and tell you you're in trouble. So that's why this is so important, folks. Understanding the relationship between accounts payable days and accounts receivable days is very, very important. It's critical to your survival, and it is one of the reasons, in my opinion, why there are more people in the business obituaries today than ever before. As I said earlier, and as I've told you earlier in the week, 50% of businesses today are failing in the first 4 years, as opposed to 5 years, about 8 or 10 years ago. So that number is accelerating by 20%, and I'm convinced that the main reason is, there are probably two reasons. Number one, they went into business without really knowing how to be in business. But number two, once they got into business, I'm talking about the businesses that actually survive to 4 years. By the time they get to that point, they don't understand the difference between, you know, the relationship between the cash in accounting, the relationship between accounts receivable days and accounts payable days, and they get upside down, and they get desperate, and they don't know how much cash they're going to need, and it's just a big mess that you can get yourself in. I really encourage you to find that out. Don't forget to check that article out. 5 Financial Mysteries Revealed at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Click on the articles, little button there in the search engine, and it'll explain all that to you. Good luck. Quick break, right back with Joe Kilmartin. We're going to talk about small business executive compensation after these messages.
In Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.